from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. At this hour, the top U.S. general in Afghanistan, John Campbell, is before a United States Senate hearing. The hearing was scheduled before the U.S. strike on a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 people, including staff and children. General Campbell, meanwhile, has ordered an investigation into the incident and says preliminary results should be available in the next couple of days. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan told reporters that the Afghan military called for the airstrike against Taliban fighters in the area. You can visit voanews.com for more on General Campbell's comments. NATO's Secretary General has rejected Moscow's claim that its military incursion into alliance airspace over Turkey wasn't intentional or important, saying there were two separate incidents and the violation lasted for a long time. Jens Stoltenberg is a NATO chief, and he told a news conference in Brussels Tuesday that the reported incidents were very serious.
Russia's deployment of significant forces in Syria is of great concern. Russian combat aircraft have violated Turkish airspace. This is unacceptable.
On Monday, NATO ambassadors met in a special session and condemned what they termed Russia's irresponsible behavior. This comes as Russian jets hit Islamic State targets in the Syrian city of Palmyra and the northern city of Aleppo, according to Syrian state television Tuesday. This quotes a military source. The strikes destroyed 20 vehicles and three weapons depots in the Islamic State-held Palmyra, it said. In Aleppo, they hit the towns of Al-Bab and Deir Hafer, which is east of a military airport that's used by the Islamic State fighters. VOA News. Paralympic star Oscar Pistorius will have to undergo psychotherapy, according to South Africa's Parole Review Board Tuesday, after blocking his release from prison just 10 months into his five-year sentence for killing his girlfriend. The review panel decided Monday that an earlier decision by the parole board to allow the 28-year-old athlete out on house arrest was premature and referred the case back for reconsideration. The parole review board also directed that the offender might be subjected to psychotherapy in order to address criminogenic factors of the crime he committed, according to the review board in a statement. FIFA presidential contender Chung Myung-jun says he's facing a 19-year suspension by the Ethics Committee of the World Football Body for alleged ethics breaches to support South Korea's failed bid for the 2022 World Cup, as well as for openly criticizing the committee. The South Korean billionaire Tuesday denied any wrongdoing and accused the committee of acting as a hitman of current FIFA president Sepp Blatter, who Chung says is attempting to damage his candidacy. The 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded today. Here's the announcement from the organization's Secretary General, Göran Hansen.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has decided to award the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics to Takaaki Kajita and Arthur B. MacDonald.
The two scientists won the prize for their discovery of neutrino oscillations that have mass. They are the second most abundant particles in the universe next to photons. The Nobel Committee said in a statement that the research done by the two men has changed the world's understanding of the innermost workings of matter. Attackers fired rockets Tuesday at a hotel in southern Yemen that the government has been using since returning from exile in Saudi Arabia in July. Officials and residents say the assailants fired three rocket-propelled grenades, including one at the gate of the hotel in the city of Aden, another targeting an area of housing for pro-government troops from Yemen's Gulf allies. The highest court in Europe has ruled in favor of an Austrian student who complained that a transatlantic data protection agreement does not do enough to shield the privacy of users for the U.S.-based social media network Facebook. The European Court of Justice Tuesday announced that the so-called Safe Harbor Agreement does not eliminate the need for local watchdogs to make use of the firm's adequately protecting data. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.